Education is the light which guides us in times of darkness. And you see, the world is endemic with darkness. The world is endemic with violence, with hatred, with anger, with injustice. So we need this education to overcome and to contain these epidemics in this world. Our enemies in this world are our ignorance. Our ignorance of ourselves and of others. Our arrogance, greed, fear. We are stereotyped or misinformed most of the time. And we can't overcome it till we know each other.
That was Dr. Izzeldin Abulayish speaking to the community at New College of Florida here in Sarasota. Abulayish is a Palestinian medical doctor and infertility specialist who has dedicated his life to peace in the conflict between Israel and Palestine. He's the author of I Shall Not Hate and currently an associate professor at the Dalhousie School of Public Health at the University of Toronto. On January 2009, an Israeli tank shelled the home of Abulayish in the Gaza Strip, killing three of his daughters, Bassan, who was 21, Maya, who was 15, and Aya, 13, as well as his niece, Noor. His response to the tragedy won him many humanitarian awards. He founded the Daughters for Life Foundation in memory of his daughters. The foundation empowers young, underprivileged Middle Eastern women through education by providing them with scholarships to schools in Canada, the U.S., and the United Kingdom. His aim in establishing the foundation was to give other young women the opportunity to fulfill his daughters' dreams for an educated future as agents of change in the journey towards peace. In the next academic year, New College of Florida will welcome young women from Israel, Palestine, Jordan, Egypt, Syria, and Lebanon who will pursue their undergraduate studies at New College. Here is Abulayish addressing some questions by students and community members in his talk last Thursday.
After the girls complete their education here, do you expect them to go back to their countries? And will they be allowed to practice what they've learned in their countries?
We expect them, and we sign with them a contract to go back to their home countries. And I am sure these girls, as others did, they will speak louder, and they will implement and practice what did they learn here, whether in their communities, at their houses, with their future husbands, to raise their children, because the role of the mother is far beyond just the community. It's in every aspect of life.
Hi, thank you so much for coming. I want you to know that the reason I thought your book was so important and the reason it meant so much to me is that I found that in my time in this country, and as I was growing up, I felt like we got a lot of the perspective of Israel and what was going on there and what the people there were going through. And it was very hard to get a sense of what Palestinian people were going through, particularly in the Gaza Strip. And I think your book was so important because it gave us the other side of that story. And I know you don't want to take sides, and that I completely respect that. And I think the book was important because it also helped us understand what was going on for people in the Gaza Strip. And I want to know what you think we can do in the States to get more of that perspective and to understand what people there are going through.
You can do important things. And I'm not going to take any side, which is important, because I fully believe you can't be a pro-Israel without being a pro-Palestinians. You can't be pro-Palestinians without being a pro-Israel. We are living, and we should live together with respect, not even with peace, with respect and understanding. I ask the Americans and the American administration not to delete their support to Israel, but to add the support of the Palestinians with a semi-size as to the support of Israel. Because the support of Israel alone, once you are taking one side, it's not going to help that side. Once you are polarized, you lose the confidence and the trust by the other side. So we need someone who can bring both together and to think of both. And that's what is important from the American administration to do and to bring Palestinians, and they can.
I'm just curious, how are you regarded in Gaza today? The Gazan press, do they report on your foundation? Is there sympathy for this effort, or is there resistance from your efforts to work with groups of people that perhaps the leadership might not want to see you work with? I'm just curious what the status is of that.
No, it's important, a question which, you know, I have been asked this question because, as I said, maybe we are stereotyped. We think the people. I was in August in Palestine, in Israel. I visited Palestinians. And to your knowledge, Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, they have the highest number of PhD candidates in the world, in the Middle East at least, and they are educated. But we need to ask, what is the value of the education? What is missing there? What is missing there is the freedom, which is the most precious thing in the universe. What is the value of my education? And I am kept stuck in one corner. I was there, Palestinians, as my Israeli friends are proud of what did I do, and the media is handling it proudly of the Palestinian doctor who is doing and how this tragedy was translated into positive actions. We should overcome. I would love one day you come next year when we go there to give the awards to the Palestinian girls in the Gaza Strip and West Bank and even at the Israeli universities. Palestinians, they want to live free as other nations, as other people. And that's what is important. We should overcome the stereotype about the Palestinians, whether in Gaza Strip or the Israelis or other people.
What is the participation of the women in Palestine now in the decisions that happen inside the area where they live? And do you expect that once these girls that are educated in America go back, their participation will be more influential of what the mood in the country will be?
Women's participation in any country, not only in Palestine, of course, once they go there, they will participate. And even at the political level, there are women, about 20 to 25%, even the quota, to be represented in the parliament, the Palestinian Legislation Council, at least. More than 25% Palestinian women are represented in the Palestinian Legislation Council. So this is by law, we have it, but we need more. And we need everywhere, not only in Palestine, because the issue of women's role and to give them the opportunity, it's not restricted in Palestine, but in many other countries, many parts of the world. I would love to see more women in the Congress, in other parts, you know, 40, 50, and that's what is needed in many other countries. I'm coming from Canada, and to see how many, 15 or 20% maximum, and that's what is needed. We should not blame others that they are not democratic or they are not giving the women's rights. It's not, it's relative. Everything is relative. Maybe here, the women's rights and the women's movements, because it started earlier. But one day, we can reach where you are now and hope we can shorten the time to be used to reach where are you. Palestinian women, even if you go to universities, they are more than the boys. And they are succeeding and they are doing. But we need to give them the opportunity. And I am sure, by the end of the day, we as men, we have to understand that we need to give them that opportunity. By the end of the day, it helps us as it helps them. And this is the male dominant thinking. Everywhere we think women are threatening us. They are not. They are not threatening us. We can work in harmony together.
That was Dr. Izzeldin Abuleish, author of I Shall Not Hate and founder of the Daughters for Life Foundation. To learn more about the foundation, visit daughtersforlife.com.